You may have noticed the sword sticking up there on my t-shirt.
I have not. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. See if I can get the camera on there. Can you read that?
Yep.
Or is it
okay.
backwards?
Yep.
It's right ways forward for you.
Chivalric Fighting Arts Symposium.
Yes. You know, that's been a big interest of mine. I've been helping reconstruct a medieval martial art for a number of years now. And okay. Wrote a book on that too.
What's the name of it? Let people know.
It's called Fiori dei Liberi, Il Fiore di Battaglia.
Okay.
It's put out by Freelance Academy Press, and it's, you know, small press that specializes in historical martial arts books. It's an examination of the teaching structure of this early 15th century manuscript, which is the oldest book we have that covers with pictures the weapons of a knight.
Wow, that's awesome. And what, talking about other novels, what's the name of your Shadowrun trilogy, if people want to kind of pick up that?
That's the Secrets of Power trilogy. It was the first one. It starts with Never Deal with a Dragon.
All right. I like that. It's a good opening line.
Yes.
Any other novels, you know, for people that want to kind of, you know, peruse your work, what are any other ones you're particularly proud of?
Well, for people who like military science fiction, I did a couple of books under a pseudonym, Richard Fox.
Okay.
Spelled like Guy Fox.
Okay.
First one, I think, is Nature of the Beast. Or Face of the Enemy is the first one.
Okay.
Second one is Nature of the Beast.
Awesome. Well, we can wrap there. You know, thanks, Rob. I really appreciate it. This has been a fun conversation. I look forward to sharing it with the community.
Well, I appreciate your wanting to take the time to talk to me. You know, like I said, I hear about this stuff occasionally, but I talk BattleTech even less than Michael does.
Yeah.
you know, lots of other things to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got time for one anecdote? The one
of
I have.
Of course, yeah.
I don't
please.
Think I've even told Michael, but it's about being remembered by things.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I mentioned the martial arts stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, I was helping a friend run an armored combat competition at a major event. It was the first time they were doing armored stuff, which is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I still get up in full plate armor and fight.
Well, if you maybe email me a picture and I'll put it on the screen here so people can kind of see you armored up and ready to battle.
Michael's been using the author's portrait picture of me in armor for the certificates that he supplies with the Charette collection stuff.
Yeah.
I might be able to dig up a suitable action shot for you.
Okay.
But oddly enough, I don't get that many pictures of it, of me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my friend needed another body for this event because a couple of people had gotten injured, and sort of make the tiers work. She asked me to actually fight instead of just referee it. And so I ended up finaling with the younger fellow, about half my age. And they actually did a live stream of that. Oddly enough, we geared up out of sight of the audience. So when we came out, we were fully helmeted and stuff. And we had our fight, and at the end of it, I took my helmet off and people saw the white beard. And even though I'm deaf and fight without my hearing aid, I could hear the intake of breath. Because it came right down to the wire. There was a 1-point difference.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave it to him. And the unfortunate thing is, my friend had asked me to do a particular action during the fight, which I did. And she wanted me to hit this other fellow, who was a friend of mine, in his unarmored leg, which is a dangerous thing to do. Not just hard, but dangerous. Legs are hard targets. But I did it. But because he was my friend, I hit him lightly. I pulled my shot. I later found out the other referee who could see it said, yeah, I saw him hit there, but he pulled his shot.
Oh, no.
So I didn't call it. And that would have been worth 2 points, and I would have won by 2 points.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But why am I telling you this story?
Yeah.
Because later that night, most of the guys who were in the thing were sitting at the same table for the dinner. And I was talking to my friend, who's a Shadowrun fan, who didn't know I'd written Shadowrun before she got to know me. And I mentioned Shadowrun in part of our conversation. From across the table, I could see the guys on the other side, eyes go wide, and kind of look at each other and do the math.
Yeah, yeah.
They would Shadowrun together with Battletech because they were Battletech fans. And that's when they realized that I was the same Bob Charette.
Yeah.
So I subsequently went to, you know, go to one of their, I went to one of their practices and, you know, one of the, their big bruiser guy who in the course of that event, I pushed out of the list. I was demonstrating a particular hold, which if you do it nastily, you'll screw up the guy's arm forever. But I held him in it lightly and walking him around. And he reported, you know, this is like awesome. This is scary. I have Bob Charette, Battletech author, breaking my arm.
on his cast, you can write by Bob Charette.
Well, I didn't actually break his arm, but I could have. But you know, right now, that has been a lot of my focus. This has been a terrible year for it, of course, with the, the pandemic. And, you know, trying to do that kind of stuff while I'm still physically capable of getting out on the field and doing it. Because that's helping me understand the art better.
And you said that fight was live streamed. Is that online somewhere?
Somewhere. Okay. I don't remember what I told you. I'm terrible on this year stuff, right? It was the first Passage at Arms at an event called Long Point, run by the Historical European Martial Arts Alliance.
Okay. Google savvy
usually abbreviated
fans,
to HEMAA.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Google savvy fans can do some digging and put it in the comments of this video, as we'd love to see Bob Charette in action, all suited up. Wonderful.
So I'm kind of focused on that because I've been working for years now on a series I've called Practical Armizari, which since I've learned that people are trying to learn the art by themselves from the first book I wrote, which was not intended to do that job, but they don't have instructors around because it's still a young art. There are teachers everywhere. I thought it would be useful to add a book that you have a little better chance of learning from. But it's turned into a massive project. So, and it's still undone.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoy that little extended conversation with Bob from our podcast episode where we sat down to talk about Bob's involvement in the Battletech universe. If you happen to find this video before that primary conversation and you have an interest in the Battletech universe or even just an interest in kind of, writing books and how books are written and kind of the styles and learning how to write or learning how to sculpt, because we talk a lot about Bob's work in sculpting as well. A lot of amazing content there. Honestly, whether you're a Battletech fan fan or not. So definitely check that out if you have an interest. In the meantime, I'll put some links down below for Bob's book on this medieval combat and this medieval fighting style. I'm not going to pronounce it. It's a little bit beyond my pronunciation skills, but you can kind of click on that link to pick up a copy for yourself. I'll also provide links to the Charette collection where Michael Todd has been curating a lot of Bob's personal items and selling them to the community for any collectors out there that are interested in kind of adding a little bit of history, whether it's BattleTech, and I think they might be kind of diving into some Shadowrun in the future as well. So definitely check that out. And finally, before I sign off, I do want to put an appeal out there for you guys. If you have been watching this content and enjoying this content, please consider visiting Renegade HBG on Patreon. So that's patreon.com/RenegadeHBG. And just for the price of a cup of coffee every month, you can kind of join with other fans of the channel towards crowdfunding the expenses of this and kind of helping me pay for the cost of producing this content for you guys to enjoy. So thank you very much for watching, and I hope you enjoyed, and definitely make sure you're subscribing if you want to see more content like this. I have some amazing interviews coming up, and looking forward to sharing those with you as well. But this is Travis signing off. Take care, guys. Bye.